contestant hooked up to a heart monitor. 7 challenges, a jackpot prize, and 1,000 of your own heartbeats to win it. Hold your nerve, breathe deeply, and keep calm.
False.
Because the quicker your heart beats, the faster your time runs out.
I just couldn't see the word.
Can you handle the pressure
of 1,000 heartbeats?
Hello and welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats. All that stands between our contestants and £25,000 are 7 challenges and 1,000 beats of their own heart. Let's find out if our first contestant can keep calm under pressure. Let's welcome Luan. Hi, Luan. Nice to meet you. Hi, Luan. Welcome to 1,000 Heartbeats.
Hi, Vernon.
Where have you come from?
From Birmingham.
All right. What do you do for a living, Luan?
I'm doing a degree in psychology and law at the moment.
And you've got 2 kids as well?
Yeah. Grace is 9 and Maisie's 4.
Good mix. Exactly the same age as mine.
Oh.
Yeah, 9 and 4, 2 girls as well. Oh. What would you like to see on the board?
Music.
Lots of music?
Loads of music.
Do you like your music?
Yeah.
Big fan of Justin Timberlake, I hear.
Massive. Massive Justin fan.
Does Justin Timberlake make your heart race?
Very much so, yes.
Really?
Yes.
And throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. So at the moment, it's 108 beats per minute. That's really good, Luan. That's quite low.
Is it?
Yeah, fantastic. That's really good. If you can keep it like that throughout the whole of the show, you should have enough heartbeats to complete all of the rounds and hopefully win £25,000. So, without further ado, let's put your 1,000 heartbeats on the screen. There they are. If that number reaches 0, it's game over. All right, are you ready, Luan?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Luan, this is the play. This is where the gameplay takes place. There are 2 simple rules to 1,000 heartbeats. The first one, if you get a question wrong, it'll cost you 25 heartbeats. The second one, if during the round you're struggling with the question, can't find the answer, or your heartbeat is racing, then you can step off the plate and we'll freeze the game. It will cost you 50 heartbeats, though. Okay? You step back onto the plate and we will have replaced the question. Understand?
Yeah.
All right, Luan, everyone starts the game with the same rounds. That's contrast, and this is how it works.
This is contrast. You will see 2 answer options. You'll then face a series of statements, to which every answer is 1 of the 2 options. To complete the round, you need 7 correct answers. Finish contrast before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £250.
All right, Luan, good luck. The first challenge is worth £250. Let's play contrast. All right, Luan, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Prince William, Prince Harry, play. Is the father of Prince George of Cambridge?
Prince William.
Is second in line to the British throne?
Prince William.
Graduated with a 2-1 degree in geography in 2005.
Prince Harry.
That's 25 heartbeats.
Was photographed naked in a Las Vegas hotel in 2012.
Prince Harry.
Is the 3rd oldest of the Queen's grandchildren.
Prince Harry.
Had the Order of the Thistle conferred on them.
Prince Harry.
Has the middle names Charles Albert David.
Prince Harry.
Attended St Andrews University in Scotland.
Prince William.
Was heavier than his brother at birth.
Prince William.
Founded the charity Centre Barley in 2006 alongside Prince Seeso of Lesotho.
Prince Harry.
Yes, well done. Come on. Well done, Luan. They were quite tricky, weren't they?
Oh, my goodness.
They were quite tricky. You used 229 heartbeats. You got 3 wrong. That's fine. It's not too bad for your first round. What will happen now is, now that you know what it's like on the plate playing the games, you'll relax a little bit more and it'll become a lot easier.
Okay.
Obviously, depending on the category.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Well, don't worry, you've got 771 heartbeats left. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And your heart rate peaked at 147. It's quite high, so you need to calm down a little bit. All right? Okay. Well done, Luan. So, after round one, Luan has banked £250 and has 771 heartbeats remaining. One more thing, let me introduce you to our string quartet. There they are. They're going to be playing along to your heart throughout the whole of the show. Don't let them distract you. So the faster they play, it means the quicker your heart rate is going. The slower they play, it means the more chance you've got of completing all of the rounds. So after round one, Luan has banked £250. If you complete all seven rounds, you could be playing for £25,000. But it's important that you leave enough heartbeats to complete our final round, which is cash out. And if you do that, then you win the money that you've won or banked from the previous round. Are you ready to see your next round?
I am, Vernon.
All right, good stuff. Here it is. Let's have a look.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. To complete the round, you must unravel six words. Finish Unravel before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So, Luan, it's round two. You've got 771 heartbeats remaining. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out for £250?
I'll play, please.
Good girl. All right, let's play Unravel. Good luck, Luan. All right, Luan, you need to unravel six words. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Play.
Yes!
Biopsy.
Yes. Can't see it?
No.
No, not there?
Can't get that one. I wasn't going to waste any more on that one because I just could not. I do not know what it is. Scent? No. Right, I thought it was scented. No, it's not. Descent! Yeah.
There you go.
Seen the D. I don't
descent.
Know.
Yeah, descent.
Oh, no.
So we're going to take 50 heartbeats from 600, which leaves 550. There it is. All right, let's try again, shall we?
Yep.
All right, Luan. Let's play Unravel. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Beautiful. Goodbye. Mystical. Step off.
Can't see it?
Nope.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself when it's revealed. Are you ready?
I wasn't going to waste any more time on that one because it won't come in.
I-N-S-U-R insurance.
Oh, no way.
Yes way.
Oh, no. I just did my life insurance today as well.
You're joking. Okay. Don't worry. Come on,
oh,
Luan.
Oh, no.
You'll be fine. Right. You need one more.
Come on, we can do this.
You can do this. You can do this. We've got to take 50 heartbeats from 429.
Oh, no.
I know. 379. All right, Luan, let's do it again. You only need one word.
Okay.
Okay. Let's play Unravel. Once again, if you're ready, Luan, please step onto the plate.
Fantasy.
Yes, well done. Come on over. Come to me. Well done, Luan. You did it.
I never thought we were going to get there.
You did it. We got there in the end. You used 405 heartbeats for one round, Luan. Can't believe it myself. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Have you seen worse?
Have I seen worse? No.
Thanks.
I haven't. Your heart rate peaked at 123, ooh, all right, which isn't bad. It's the fact that you got some wrong answers. Okay.
But I just didn't think I was going to see them, so I couldn't waste time just looking at it.
You stepped off twice, that cost you 100 heartbeats. Okay. You got 366 heartbeats left. So, after round two, Luan has banked £500 and she's got 366 heartbeats remaining. What will she do after the break? Will she cash out? Who knows? Join us then.
The Enrique Iglesias hit Heartbeat featured which female pop star? Shakira or Nicole Scherzinger? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, the Enrique Iglesias hit Heartbeat featured which female pop star? The answer is Nicole Scherzinger. Before the break, we met mother and student Luan from Birmingham. She successfully completed two rounds and banked £500. With 366 heartbeats remaining, will she have the nerve to continue or will she cash out?
All right, Luan, with 366 heartbeats remaining, let's take a look at your next round. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity's face. The picture will be divided into eight pieces, of which five will be missing. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the correct missing pieces from the 12 options. To complete the game, you must find all five missing pieces. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £1,000.
All right, Luan, you've got 366 heartbeats remaining. You've got several options. You can play the next round, which is Assemble, which is the big jigsaw puzzle, or you can cash out. Now, what do you want to do? £500, what's that, a good weekend away with the girls?
Yeah.
And then more tickets to see Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Don't know, what's going through your mind? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'd be under a lot of pressure to do the puzzle quickly, which is going to use more...
Heartbeats
up. I'm not going to do it, I'm going to cash out, Vernon.
You're going to cash out?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry, but I am.
Right. No, that's fine. All right, Luan, you've made it through two rounds. You've got £500 and you've decided to cash out. Let's play cash out. Let's win some money. Come on, Luan. All right, Luan, it's all come down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £500 or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is cash out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £500, you must give five correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
Do remember, during cash out, you cannot step off the plate and every wrong answer costs you 25 heartbeats. Good luck, Luan. In your own time, please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Singer Vanessa White was a member of Girls Aloud.
False.
Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities is set in London and New York.
True.
We Are Not Alone is a tagline for the 1982 film E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
True.
Bangladesh shares a land border with India.
True.
The first London Underground Railway opened in the 20th century.
True.
The Real Housewives of Orange County was first broadcast in 2006.
True.
In satellite navigation, GPS stands for Global Pinpoint System.
False.
A Zedong is a name for the offspring of a male zebra and a female donkey.
False.
The Greek goddess Hera is the counterpart of the Roman goddess Juno.
True.
There is a town called St. Ives in Cornwall.
True.
Crabs are classified as crustaceans.
True.
The 2005 film Get Rich or Die Tryin' stars musician Jay-Z.
False.
The Northern Lights are also known as the Aurora Australis.
True.
In the title of the US sci-fi TV series, Buck Rogers was in the 25th century.
True.
Connie Huck has presented TV show Top of the Pops.
True.
The Battle of Trafalgar took place in 1705.
False.
The 1981 film Chariots of Fire is set during the 1924
True.
Olympics. Actress Penelope Cruz was born in Spain.
True.
Yes, you did it!
Wow, that was awesome.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Luan. You did it. You did it.
Well done.
Excellent stuff.
Oh, God, I've never worked so hard for £500 in my life.
That's a good thing, Luan. Well done.
Well done. You did it. Look, and you did it with 6 heartbeats left.
Blimey, I did the right thing, didn't
you? You did. I told you you did the right thing.
You did.
Your 1,000 heartbeats took you to round 2, where you cashed out with £500, and thank you for playing 1,000 heartbeats. Well done, Luan. Good, good.
There
you go. Well done. So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? It's Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Vernon.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, what do you do for a living, Andy?
A variety of things. I'm semi-retired, but I do a bit of consultancy work. I work at Pontefract Racecourse. I invigilate at exams, work on elections, voluntary work for RSPB. How much longer you got? Any jobs that are going, I'll do them.
And how do you relax? What do you like to do in your spare time?
Like watching films, watching sport, bird watching.
Are you also like amateur dramatics?
Yes, yeah, I've been doing it for 34 years now. This year, I've written most of our panto and I'm directing it.
What is it?
It's Cinderella.
Oh, OK. Who are you going to play?
I'm not playing anything. Oh. I'm telling people what to do, so...
Oh, really? You'd make a great ugly sister, no offence.
I've done it twice, so I think that's enough. I'm declaring it too. I've got away with it twice.
Now, rumour has it that you're a great quizzer. You love shows like this.
I like to tell people I am, but other people's versions are different, I think. But I do my best.
All right, good luck. Throughout the show, we're going to be monitoring your heart rate. As it stands, it's 97 beats per minute. That's fantastic, Andy. No, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
It's really good. We start to worry a little bit when it gets over 100. Over 120, it means you're panicking. All right, so try and maintain some nice, calm, happy thoughts. Maybe you sat in your garden watching the blue tits. Yep. Just relax yourself.
Yep.
All right? The faster your heart rate, the less time you'll have to complete the rounds. So before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches 0, it's game over. Right, let's play 1,000 heartbeats. Andy, everyone starts the game with the same round. That's contrast, and here's how it works.
This is contrast. You will see 2 answer options. Answer 7 questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
So let's get on with the first challenge. It's worth £250. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, good man. Let's play contrast. Andy, you need to get 7 questions right. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
James Bond, Sherlock Holmes, play. 221B Baker Street is the London residence of...
Sherlock Holmes.
Vodka martini is the signature drink of...
James Bond.
The novel A Study in Scarlet features...
Sherlock Holmes.
In the BBC drama, which started in 2010, Benedict Cumberbatch plays...
Sherlock Holmes.
Professor Moriarty is the formidable opponent of...
Sherlock Holmes.
Adele performed the theme song for a 2012 film featuring...
James Bond.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle created the character...
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, well done, Andy. Come on over. Great stuff. Well done. You only used 86 heartbeats.
Oh, good.
Really good. So, you've set the standard. You've raised the bar. It's quite high.
Right.
Unlike your heartbeat. That was relatively low.
Oh, good.
It really was. And what's most important during that round, you didn't get any wrong answers. That's the key as well. Andy, well done. Join us after the break to see how far Andy can go. See you in a few minutes.
Jeff Bridges won his Best Actor Oscar for his role in which film? Wild Heart or Crazy Heart? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, Jeff Bridges won his Best Actor Oscar for his role in which film? The answer is Crazy Heart. Before the break, we met semi-retired Andy from West Yorkshire. He successfully completed one round and banked £250. With 914 heartbeats remaining, how far will he go as the pressure mounts on 1,000 heartbeats?
Right then, let's have a look at round two. It's Unravel. Here's how it works.
This is Unravel. You will see a circle of letters which spell out a word. The letters are in order. All you have to do is find the word. Unravel six words before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
Right then, Andy, it's round two. 914 heartbeats remaining, which is fab. Have you got a game plan for 1,000 heartbeats?
Do my best.
Simple as that. Yep. Proper northern talk. I'm just going to do my best.
That's right.
Right, well, here's the question. Are you going to play on for £500 or cash out with £250?
Play on, please.
Good man. All right, let's play Unravel. Good luck, Andy. Take your
time.
Thank you. Andy, you need to unravel six words. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Play.
Juggle. Freedom. Hedgehog. Magnum. Knickers. Limelight.
Yes! Well done, Andy, come over. I'm laughing because you giggled at knickers.
Well, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? That was a classic. Yeah, well done. Well done. You only used 62 heartbeats.
Good.
You did it really, really quick. Well done. You peaked at 117, but it was consistent. So it didn't go up, it didn't go down. It was relatively the same throughout, which is good. Which is really, really good. All right, let's keep this momentum going. Let's take a look at round three. It's Assemble. Here's how it works.
This is Assemble. You will see a picture of a celebrity. Using the pulsing blue square, you must find the five correct missing pieces from the 12 options. Finish Assemble before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £1,000.
With 852 heartbeats remaining, Andy, we're going to play Assemble. It's a giant jigsaw, and it's worth £1,000. Which begs the question, are you going to play on for £1,000 or do you want to cash out for £500?
I'd like to play on, please, Vernon.
Good man. All right, Andy, let's play Assemble. Good luck.
Thank you.
Once again, take your time, Andy.
Thank you.
Andy, you need to find five missing pieces. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Katie Price. Play.
Five.
Five.
made the right decision, because that's Katie Price, believe
yes.
it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was the array of colours that she's put into her hair
yes.
that is proving quite difficult. Looks like me on my stag party. Let's complete the puzzle first. The space we were looking for is number 10.
Number 11.
Then number 6. Number 4. Number 2. And finally, number 11. So there you go, that's Katie Price, aka Jordan. You stepped off the plate, so we're going to take away 50 heartbeats. Let's take that away from 745. 695 is what you've got now.
Right.
And you've still got to complete assemble with a different picture.
Yep.
Are you ready?
I am, Vernon, thank
you. Let's play. Assemble.
Thank you.
If you're ready, Andy, step onto the plate.
Prince Charles. Play.
Three. Awesome. Four. Five. Three.
Oh no.
10. Two. Eleven. One. Three.
Well done. You got six wrong.
Yeah.
That's your 361 heartbeats.
My own fault. I wasn't looking at the squares that were highlighted. It was silly.
I think what you've got to do, the key to assemble, is you've got to pick out certain body parts, like eyes, nose,
right.
teeth, hairlines, that kind of thing. And that's why, Katie Price, that was quite difficult, that picture, because there's so much detail in every little segment that we
yep.
chopped up. So you've got 491 heartbeats remaining. Are you feeling now? It's under halfway.
Happy, still hopeful.
All right, well, if you can play the next rounds, same pace as the first two rounds, then we should be all right. We should
yep.
get back on track. All right then, Andy, let's see if round four is a little bit easier than assemble. It's Link, and this is how it works.
This is Link. You'll see two columns of six answer options. You'll then be given an instruction. To complete the game, you must correctly link four options in the left column with four options in the right column. Finish Link before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £2,500.
So with 491 heartbeats remaining after assemble, we're going to play Link. How do you feel about that? Lots of statements, general knowledge. We know you're a quizzer, should be good at this.
Hopefully we'll be. I'll let you know when I've got it all right.
All right, Andy. So are you going to play on for £2,500?
I am going
cash
to,
cash out with 1,000. We're going to play on.
Play on, please.
All right, good man. Let's play Link. Andy, you need to find the four correct links. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
Machu Picchu, Trevi Fountain, Chichen Itza, Angel Falls, Mount Kilimanjaro, Mannequin Peace Statue. Link the famous landmarks to the country in which they can be found. Play.
Trevi Fountain, Italy. Machu Picchu, Peru. Angel Falls, Venezuela. Mount Kilimanjaro, Zambia. Chichen Itza, Mexico.
Yes! Well done, Andy. One wrong answer. One wrong answer. 394 heartbeats remaining. You used 97 heartbeats. That's good. We're back on track. So you've banked £2,500, which is great. You used 97. It shows that you got great general knowledge. Good round for you, that. So after a good round, let's reveal round five. It's Keep Up. Here's how it works.
This is Keep Up. You'll see a number and mathematical sum. The answer to that sum will then become the subject of the next sum. To complete the round, you must answer three sequences, a total of 24 sums. Finish Keep Up before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £5,000.
So, Andy, round five, mathematics. How are you with numbers?
Quite good. Quite good.
Are you as good at numbers as you are with general knowledge? Because that last round was phenomenal.
I think I am, yes. Yeah.
Really good. But are you going to play on for £5,000 or are you going to cash out with £2,500?
I'd like to play on, please, Vernon.
All right, playing on with 394 heartbeats remaining. Let's play Keep Up.
Thank you.
Come on, Andy. You need to complete three mathematical sequences, Andy. If you're ready, step onto the plate.
One, play, add 44.
45.
Divide by 9.
5.
Multiply by 5.
25.
Add 19.
44.
Multiply by 2.
88.
Add 13.
101.
Subtract 100.
1.
That's your first sequence.
2. Multiply by 97.
194.
Add 12.
206.
Multiply by 2.
412.
Divide by 4.
103.
Subtract 9.
94.
Add 22.
116.
Subtract 46.
70.
Divide by 35.
2.
3. Add 54.
57.
Multiply by 2.
114.
Add 65.
179.
Subtract 25.
154.
Subtract 69.
85.
Divide by 5.
17.
Add 22.
39.
Add 4.
43.
Subtract 40.
3.
Yeah! Well done, Andy. You weren't lying to me. Excellent mathematics. Excellent mathematics. You used 190 heartbeats. You got no wrong answers. A great performance. Well done. Well done. Let's take a look at round six. It's Decipher. Here's how it works.
This is Decipher. You will see five statements. You will then be given a question. You must simply match the correct statement to the question. Complete Decipher by answering two questions correctly. Do this before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £10,000.
So you've got 204 left, but you've just banked £5,000, which is great. Has it given you enough heartbeats to cash out with? Don't answer the question.
No.
Because we will find out after the break. He's banked £5,000 and he's got 204 heartbeats remaining. We'll see you soon.
King Richard the Lionheart reigned in which century? The 10th century or the 12th century? Find out after the break. Before the break, we asked you, King Richard the Lionheart reigned in which century? The answer is the 12th century. Before the break, Andy completed five rounds and banked £5,000. With 204 heartbeats remaining, will he have the nerve to continue or will he cash out?
All right, Andy, it's round six. You've got 204 heartbeats remaining. So, you've got a difficult decision to make. What's your thought process? What are you thinking?
I'm sorely tempted to go for the 10,000, and I know for a fact if there's a lot of heartbeats left, if I do them easily, I'll probably regret it. But I'm a Yorkshireman, and £5,000 means a lot to me, so a lot can do with for my wife and grandkids with that, so I'd like to cash out, please, Vernon.
All right, good man. All right, Andy, you've made it through five rounds. You've got £5,000 to play for. Let's do this. Let's play Cash Out.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Andy, it all comes down to this. Can you cash out and leave with £5,000? Or will you run out of heartbeats and leave with nothing? Here's how it works.
This is Cash Out. You will be shown a series of statements. You must decide whether they are true or false. To win £5,000, you must give 5 correct answers in a row. But if you give an incorrect answer, you must start again.
During cash out, you cannot step off the plate, and every wrong answer will still cost you 25 heartbeats. Good luck, Andy. We're playing for £5,000. Please step onto the plate.
True, false, play. Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala and Poe are the names of the Teletubbies.
True.
CO is the chemical symbol for copper.
False.
Entrepreneur Rupert Murdoch has the first name Keith.
False.
Balmoral Castle is in Wales.
False.
Roquefort cheese comes from goats.
False.
Actor Kevin Spacey was born in Canada.
True.
Cowabunga is commonly said by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
True.
SW is the start of the Royal Mail postcode for the city of Swansea.
True.
Beta radiation has greater penetrating power than alpha radiation.
False.
Andy. Tough questions.
Yeah, you had to know them. They were easy if you knew them.
But then again, it's only 50-50, so, you know, it does increase your chances of guesswork.
True.
I guess.
Or false.
Hey! Still got a great sense of humour. Unlucky, Andy. You've been a fab contestant. You made it to cash out, but unfortunately used up all of your 1,000 heartbeats. I'm really sorry, but thanks for playing 1,000 heartbeats. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Werner.
So, who's next to play 1,000 heartbeats? Please welcome Ewan.
Hi, Ewan.
Hi there.
Welcome along.
Thank you.
Hi, Ewan. Welcome to 1,000 heartbeats.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Glasgow.
Oh, nice. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a medical student.
Excellent stuff. Now, medical student, you've got to do that for quite a while. What year are you in now?
I'm in my 5th year of 6.
Fifth year of 6, that's
yeah.
a lot of time
mm-hmm.
being a student. That's a lot of pot noodles consumed.
Yeah, a lot of student life.
Do you enjoy it, being a medical student?
Oh, yeah, it's really fun. I really enjoy it, yeah.
And when you start off, you start off straight away looking at the human body, or do you kind of build yourself up to that?
Yeah, you start off with the basic, looking at the anatomy, physiology, before you start moving into the wards later on.
But you must be a bright lad.
Yeah.
So this should be a walk in the park for your 1,000 heartbeats.
Hopefully.
Obviously, the human anatomy is a topic that you'd like to see come up mm-hmm. on the boards today. But what else interests you? What do you do to relax? What are your pastimes?
When I'm not at university, we're chilling in the flat a lot of the time. We watch a lot of sport, a lot of football. But apart from that as well, I'm a first aider with St Andrew's First Aid. So I get to go to lots of events in Glasgow for free. So that's what I do when I'm outside of medicine as well.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. So as £25,000 is our jackpot, what would you spend that kind of money on?
I wouldn't know where to start, but one of the things I would definitely spend it on would be I need to do a medical placement next summer, and that can be anywhere in the world, and I have to organise it myself. So with plenty of cash, I could choose to do that anywhere I wanted.
Yeah. Wow. Where are we thinking of going?
Well, probably either the States or maybe even further afield, maybe thinking about Australia as well.
Good grief. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Let's try and bank some money. So we've got lots of rounds coming up. What are you looking forward to playing?
I like general knowledge, so any general knowledge. There's maths as well, so not too bad at maths, hopefully. So if that comes up, that should be good.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Let's try and bank some money. Now, throughout the show, because it's 1,000 heartbeats, we are going to be monitoring your heart rate. And at the moment, it's 92 beats per minute, which is really good. Really good. Anywhere under 100 is fantastic. It enables you to play all of the rounds, but try and eradicate the wrong answers. OK, so even though you're going to feel the pressure of the lights and the quiz, you've got to eradicate the wrong answers because at the end, they all accumulate. OK? Now, obviously, as you know, being a medical student, you've got to stay calm under pressure. All right, good luck. So, before we play any of the games, let's give you your all-important 1,000 heartbeats. If that number reaches zero, it's game over. So, here we go. Let's play 1,000 heartbeats.
Zero.
All right, Ewan, the first round is the round that everyone plays to begin with. It's contrast, and this is what it looks like.
This is contrast. You will see two answer options. Answer seven questions correctly before your heartbeats run out, and you'll bank £250.
All right, good luck. The first round is worth £250. When you're ready, let's play contrast. All right, Ewan, you need to get seven questions right. So in your own time, if you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Justin Bieber, Harry Styles, play, is a member of the band One Direction.
Harry Styles.
Performed at the 2013 Brit Awards.
Harry Styles.
Used to be the frontman of a band called White Eskimo.
Harry Styles.
Was arrested in January 2014.
Justin Bieber.
Released the autobiography First Step to Forever.
Justin Bieber.
Had his pet monkey confiscated by German officials in Munich in 2013.
Harry Styles.
Released the 3D film Never Say Never.
Justin Bieber.
Has the middle name Drew.
Harry Styles.
Dated singer Taylor Swift in 2013.
Justin Bieber.
Became the second most followed person on Twitter in 2014.
Justin Bieber.
Well done, come over, Ewan. Well done, well done. There is no shame in getting any question wrong about Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Well done, well done. You've got 816 heartbeats remaining. Pretty good going. How does it feel on the plate?
It's nerve-wracking. Your heart starts racing as soon as you get on there, definitely.
During that round, you used 184 heartbeats and you got three wrong answers as well. Well done, Ewan. So, after round one, Ewan has banked £250 and has 816 heartbeats remaining. All right, let's have a look at round two. It's reorder, and this is what it looks like.
This is reorder. You'll see a list of six items. In this example, you must reorder these actors from oldest to youngest. Correctly reorder all six items before your heartbeats run out and you'll bank £500.
So, Ewan, it's round two. You've got 816 heartbeats remaining. What do you think of this next round?
I think it should be OK. It just depends on the subject, though. If I get lucky, I could do it quite quickly, but I might need to step off if it's a bit of a tough question.
Yeah, because we know you like sports, obviously good at medical sciences, mm-hmm. human body, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Anything else? General knowledge, because you do yes. a lot of quizzes, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I enjoy quizzes. We enjoy playing board games in our flat as well, so...
Hopefully. Love a good board game. Mm-hmm. Do you cheat at Monopoly?
I definitely do not cheat.
Oh, come on! You're lying to me, Ewan! Everyone cheats at Monopoly. Everyone!
I go to banker, but I don't cheat, obviously.
Are you going to play on with £500 or cash out with £250?
I'm going to play on.
All right, good luck, Ewan. Please, step onto the plate. Let's play reorder. All right, Ewan, you need to put six answers in the correct order. If you're ready, please step onto the plate.
Queen Elizabeth II is crowned. Apollo 11 lands on the moon. Margaret Thatcher becomes UK Prime Minister. The planet Pluto is discovered. World War II starts. US President John F. Kennedy is assassinated. 20th century events. Date, earliest to latest. Play.
The planet Pluto is discovered. Queen Elizabeth II is crowned. World War II starts. Queen Elizabeth II is crowned. Apollo 11 lands on the moon. US President John F. Kennedy is assassinated. Apollo 11 lands on the moon. Margaret Thatcher becomes UK Prime Minister.
Well done. Well done. History. History. Well done. You used 127 heartbeats. And you got two wrong. How did you feel about that when those topics came up and all those different events?
It was not too bad. I feel like I shouldn't have got them wrong, but just when you're up there, just you don't know what to pick. It just gets to you.
You're kicking yourself right
Yeah,
there.
I know.
Well done, you got through it. And you, even though you got a couple wrong, you still used minimum heartbeats to be successful during that round. So well done, well done. So after round two, Ewan has banked £500 and he's got 689 heartbeats remaining. Unfortunately, we are out of time. So Ewan, It means that the nation is going to have to join us next time when we play 1,000 Heartbeats to find out how he gets on. We'll see you then.